Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to share about the dynamic duo, grace and compassion. We need some deeper revelation of how to be gracious and how to move in compassion. And who better to learn that from than God himself? Psalm 145 verse 8 says that the Lord is gracious and compassion. He's slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. You know, what you believe about God is so important, because if you believe that God is the man upstairs who has a ruler and is looking to pop you on the head every time you mess up, then it's going to be real difficult to respond to God. You're going to want to run away from him. In fact, that was my perspective for a long time before I even knew God, and which was crazy because I knew of God, and I thought at that time that was enough. And what I really had in my life was religion.
Yeah.
But I didn't have relationship. And so religion allowed me to have a mindset or a thought about God that was absolutely incorrect. I just thought that, you know, it'd pop you every time you did something wrong. And when I read this scripture, it was so liberating when I first saw this many years ago. Mm-hmm. But think about it. This is who God is. Mm-hmm. This is his DNA, if you will, God DNA. But the Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. And the word gracious means having or showing a tender and considerate nature, a helpful nature. So that's being gracious. You're tender, you're considerate. It's also exhibiting courtesy and politeness. They're gracious. A showing a regard for others, you know, in matters of speech and behavior. So you're thinking about people, you're being polite, you're kind, and your talk towards them and how you treat them. Just gracious. The complete opposite means to be rude, unfriendly, haughty, gruff. And we can learn from God and how we can grow in graciousness, being a gracious person, because we need it. I need it, right? Graciousness is characterized by showing of kindness, and there's something about the kindness and the graciousness of the Lord. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's something about when you experience, man, God's loving kindness. We sing worship songs all the time, but do we really understand? Do we pause for the moment, pause for the cause, and reflect, contemplate, meditate of how kind God is? It's easy to be kind to somebody who is kind to you, but what really makes kindness and love and graciousness seem so beautiful is when you see it displayed on the most undeserving. Mm-hmm. It just says, this doesn't fit. This isn't right. I mean, it's beautiful, but it just doesn't fit. And when we experience it from God and from others, it's amazing how that causes us to feel. Mm-hmm. You know, when you experience God's kindness in your heart, and you experience God's love for you, or his mercy, his compassion, it just melts you. It just causes you to say, oh my goodness, God, I love you. Yeah. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. I can relate to David, you know. Lord, where I am dust, what is it that you're mindful of me? Like, how do I occupy space in your mind? How is that possible? How is that? You're just too amazing. And when you think about graciousness and kindness, when you, you know, have that in your life, it's a way of creating an environment that allows others to really be drawn. Mm-hmm. You know, if you see it, you know, in a gracious place, it's basically, you know, it's warm, it's inviting. It allows others to bring down their guard and become open. And there's some people, they're just so gracious, they're just so kind, they're so sweet, they're gentle, they're kind-hearted, if you will, they're polite. They basically think about others first. When you think about gracious, you really think about a person that's humble, because with humility, you're not thinking about yourself, but you're thinking about others. You're thinking how you're coming across. You're thinking about their feelings, their how they're perceiving certain situations. And it's important to you. It's important to you how that's being interpreted by them. And think about it. God's gracious to us.
Yeah,
He's gracious to us, but it creates an environment where people become relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, certain people that just carry that. You're like, man, it just feels good being around them. Mm-hmm. It's a place where you can, they're a safe place. You can let your guard down. People like being treated nice, kind. You know, they love being treated with respect. And who doesn't?
Right.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? And think about how we feel, right? Yet, some others, you know, people can be attacked without even understanding that this is who God is. They have a different mindset. You know, their mind is closed in this area, and they don't even have this on their grid, that this is part of God's character, it's part of His nature and who He is. And we're talking about grace and compassion, the dynamic duo, because when you combine both of those together, I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. The word compassionate means a feeling of deep sympathy and sorrow for another who is stricken by a misfortune. It has two parts. You're compassionate because you're saddened, you have sympathy, you're feeling it, if you will, because of a tragedy that happened to somebody. And it's and then the second part is that you're compelled, you have a strong desire to do something about it. I got to do something about this. It's kind of what we're doing here in the video, where we had the opportunity to feel God's heart in the first hour and talk about compassion for the poor. Not only do we have a feeling for them, but it's like in many of our listeners, I'm sure, are on the same journey with us.
Right.
And then you have a desire to get the word out, to share with people and say, oh my goodness, we got to do something about this. We have to look deeply in our own hearts and our own lives, and how can we help others? Because this is not good.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to see people suffering. But remember that the enemy is constantly trying to show you and others how much God, you know, he's trying to paint a picture that God doesn't love you, God's not gracious, God's not kind towards you. And he's also trying to get other people to see, you know, that you're not gracious or kind to them. Mm-hmm. Even though you're trying.
Mm-hmm.
He always comes to kind of, you know, kill, steal, and destroy. It's what he specializes in. And it's important that we don't forget. You know, graciousness needs to be adopted as a way of life that needs to be active, you know, needs to be actively engaged. It has to be pursued. And this can only be done by prayer and by the empowering grace of God. Right. We're just not going to be gracious and, you know, bubbling all the time. You need God to touch you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You need God to empower you. You need to have time with the Lord. If you miss a couple of days abiding, you start to experience, yeah. You haven't been abiding, have you?
Your fruit stinketh.
Ooh, your fruit stinketh right now. You're not spending time with the Lord.
Yeah, you can't just start your day saying, I want to be nice today. It doesn't work that way.
You need to spend time with the Lord and let Him fill you up. You need to fill you up, because, you know, we need to have this everywhere in our life.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how sometimes it's more easier to have grace and compassion for even for folks outside of your own family or your own environment.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, God wants you to be gracious all the time, you know, everywhere, compassionate all the time, not just with select others. You know, which means that we have to, one, get ourselves off of our minds. Imagine that. Get yourself off your mind and slow down to the pace of love. You know, oftentimes we're moving so fast that, and it's just part of our environment. It's part of the culture right now. I mean, it's just things are, you have a 24-hour news cycle. I mean, things are coming at you so fast. It's just really unbelievable. It's at a certain point, you want to get off the grid and say, I need to unplug, because you need to slow down to the pace of love And it doesn't matter how much you teach and preach and share and talk and instruct, but if there is no love, people don't want to hear that. They don't, you know, people don't care how much you know, right? John Maxwell said, until they know how much you care.
Yeah. That's right.
And part of the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22, so the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's the fruit of the Spirit in our life. God wants us to flow in love, flow in peace. Let it be a bubbling brook that comes out of us, kindness and goodness and gentleness, mm-hmm. having self-control. He wants us to be like him. Imagine that. He wants us to extend the same type of grace that he extends to us. That's what being a disciple is all about. Being a disciple, being a learned one, a follower of Jesus, being Christ-like, is following in the steps of the Lord.
Right.
And we're most like God, like him, when we begin to love like him.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you really most like him.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Is love separates everything. Like, there ain't no love in it. This is like a kind of a dry shave.
mm-hmm.
Get the job done, but something's missing here. So where's the love? Where's mm-hmm. the love? And love helps us. And we can always look back to the greatest example, and that's God himself.
Mm-hmm.
And reflect on and meditate on his goodness. I mean, when you think about how gracious he's been to you over your life.
You know, it makes me think about those moments in just like customer service, or anytime you're trying to help someone, you're trying to serve someone, or, you know, in the workplace, and mm-hmm. you encounter someone and someone's impatient, or someone has a request and they're very adamant about getting what they need, and they become
impatient.
You know, impatient, ungrateful. And I think about the many different ways that, you know, servers or anyone in customer service is taught
mm-hmm.
to just always respond in love. And I mean, this is people who really don't know. I mean, when...
In kindness or in love?
In kindness and love.
Wow.
It's amazing. I've had many customer service jobs, retail jobs.
They would tell you that?
And people who aren't even Christians have wow. said, just love them where they're at. You need to wow. love them. And it's amazing because... they don't have that, but they understand the power of love.
Mm.
Because I myself have been both the impatient person and the person who's saying, Lord, help me to be patient to love this person.
Mm-hmm.
Because when someone comes at you in just division and strife and impatience, and you just come at them very peacefully, it's powerful how quickly it de-escalates the situation.
Sure.
Because that's that power of peace, because one of Jesus' names is the Prince of Peace.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not always easy, because it's like you're saying, it's not something that we can just say, I'm going to be peaceful today. I'm going to be patient today. It's only through the Holy Spirit that we can do that. But it's powerful, because people respond to that peacefulness,
mm.
that love, when we make the choice to, God, help me to love this person
yeah.
when we least feel it.
Yeah. It's so important, because if we don't have it in our life, my goodness, this is not good.
Yeah.
This is not good. And you're saying customer service, you have different situations. And often what happens, I mean, it's easy to be gracious and kind and loving and patient and rich in love to those who are kind and loving and rich yeah. in love to
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
But what happens is when someone is not, and it's just like, oh my goodness, it's getting all over me. You can just diffuse that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pray
mm-hmm.
and ask God to give you grace. That's why you need grace. Mm-hmm. Everything that God requires us to do,
mm-hmm.
think about this. Everything that God does not require you to do anything that you can do on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
That's good.
Yeah.
God is not requiring you to do anything that you can do on your own.
That's right.
You're absolutely right. You cannot do it. You in your own strength, you can't do it. That's why we need to have an abiding relationship with God. A relationship that has a dependency factor that says, God, I can't love unless you love through me. Mm-hmm. I can't be patient unless you're patient through me. I can't be kind and gracious and compassionate unless I'm connected with you and you do it through me. And that's why we need to be connected to the vine. We need to be related to the Lord. And we need to walk with him daily and allow him to fill us up so that we can be his hands, his eyes, his feet, and love people where they're at in spite of how they're treating us, because you know, we're not part of the equation.
All right.
It's all about God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.